I were up to Kuf Zayin of Beis, the Gemara. Omer of Yehuda, Va'amri Lo B'Masnisa Tana. Rav Yehuda said, and some say it's in the Braisa, Barishona Hayukosin Get Miyun. In the beginning, they used to write a Get Miyun. This is basically a document to what's it called, corroborate the fact that she made Miyun, that she should be able to get married with it. And what was it? What? Lo Ra'ina Bey, Velo Tzabina Bey, Velesa Na Boy Lishnas Velay. So it was a lengthy document that said exactly what the miun was. V'lesan aboy lishnas v'lei. Kivin d'chozu d'notish nibura. When they saw that it was a lot of words in this document, Amre, so they were afraid that Osi, the chlufei begita, they're afraid that people, what's it called, that a sofer who wasn't a Talmud Chacham, right, would use this same nusach as a get, right, lo ba'in olei, whatever, and this as a get, this is nothing, because the man has to megarish the wife, not the opposite. So they were afraid that they would confuse this with a get, and therefore, what's it called, takinu hachi. Therefore, they made the following takana, that they don't, the get miyum doesn't have too much in it, so nobody's going to confuse it with a get. Beyond ploni, miya no plonis, bas ploni banfona. The whole document just said, on this and this day, this woman was mamayin in front of us. But they didn't say any nusach of what the miyum was, not to confuse it with a get. That's how Rashi learns. Okay. To Rashi. Asi lechlufe begita shechtevenu sofer bur beget gerishin legarish boisha. That a sofer bur will think this is the nusach that you're supposed to write in a get. Okay, so they made a takana only to write it like this. Okay, v'zman hazeh l'maisa, they write a bigger nusach because we're not afraid that anybody who's osik in gittin knows what they're doing. Pretty much, don't have stam people start writing gittin. Tana Rabban, Ezeu Miyun, what exactly is a Miyun? Omra efshi b'tloni bali, efshi b'kedushin shikichuni imi v'achi, or achai, right? The Iker Miyun is, she says, I'm not interested in what's it called, this guy, or I'm not interested in the marriage that my mother and brothers affected. Yes, Yesra Al-Kain, even more than that. Omra Behuda, afilu yosheves papirion. The holeches mi beis avi ala beis baila. She's sitting in her chuppah, right? They just make an elaborate chuppah, and she's on the way. They're bringing her from her father's house to her husband's house, right? And she's in the middle of the chuppah. Va'amra, and she says chuppah, not the chuppah that they make the marriage on. The chuppah means the beis hakala, whatever. They're bringing her now to her husband's house. The amra yefshi b'ploni bali. Yeah, I don't want this guy, right? Zehu miyun. That's also miyun. We'll see. Rashi said, "What's the yeser okay? Yeser okay, and even more than that." Om Reb Yehuda, afilu hayu orchin misubin b'deis baila. There were guests in the house. V'hi omedes u'mashkaleim, and she's serving them like the lady of the house. V'omr lohem yefshi v'ploni bali, and she said to the guests, "I'm not interested in this guy." Right? The miyun. That's also miyun. Right? Even though she's serving her husband. At the time that she says she doesn't want him, that's also called miyum. Okay, Rashi learns a little bit different, but then, because that's how some of the Rishonim learn, that each one is, on the one hand, she's mamish going to, if you don't want the guy, what are you going with a big fanfare to his house? But though, still, it's called miyum. Same thing over here. You don't want the guy, what are you serving guests in the house for? Right? It's also miyum. Yes, Rav Kenyu, more than that, Omer Yosef Rehuda, filu shigra violates lochendani. Lahavi lo chepetz mishalo. The Amra e efshi the ploni bali ein lecha miyun gadol mizeh. Even this case is miyun, where he sent her to the store to get something, and she went to get it, and she said at the time, I'm not interested in this guy, even though she's at this moment serving her husband. Right? I think the Miri says that she went and he sent to get her something of his, and she bought him a present, even though she bought him a present from hers. Still, she says she's not interested. That's still miyun. Rashi. Well, I'll show you in a second. Afilu, we had before that it's machlokus. Afilu ki yosheves ba piryon, the nosim also mi beis aviyah le beis baila le chupa, the omri efshi bo, the ikal amemer ilo boyle, right, teichos v'teizel, right, leave. You don't want the guy, right, get up and go. What are you going with all this manfer to his house in the middle, in the chuppah? Afilu hachi havi mium. So it's mium. Afilu orchim deleka beisdin. So Rashi says the chiddush is that there's no beisdin. She's in the house, there's no beisdin. The su dahani misrik misachki veloka modoi mishtik shaki. These people are going to keep quiet. That they're guests in the house. They're not going to go tell the husband, your wife just said that she's not interested in you. Right? So nobody's going to know about it. Still, it's mium. They find out from you. Eitzel chenveni, leke lechenveni. So the chiddush over here is that there's not only is not there a beis din, there's only one guy, the chenveni. Only the storekeeper knows. V'ikal ameimer mishum da atrecha hu lehavi lo chepes nosom. Maybe she said this because she doesn't want to be bothered, not because she doesn't really want the marriage. Still, it's what's it called? It's a meal. So from here it's mashma according to Rashi. That the chiddush is that even one person is okay. We said before that you need at least two because you need two edim because miyun is a davar shebe erva lechorin. That's what pasha. The Rambam holds like that for sure. That you need two, even b'di'evit. Right? You don't need three, but you need two. And therefore, since Rashi learns that the chiddush over here is even if you don't have two, you only have one is good. We don't pass them like that. The Rambam doesn't bring this case down. They say that's why the Rambam doesn't bring it down. Because he held the chiddush is like Rashi. There's only one person, and one person. We pass takapak is no paskin is no good. Okay.
Two have to be
mumchen. No. There's only one mumchen at all. Okay. It's only beishamai. Okay. Okay. So that's what miyun is. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel. Halacha Rabbi Chanina ben Atziginus. Okay. The halacha is like Rabbi Chanina ben Atziginus. Rabbi Chanina ben Atziginus. Amar Kol Tinokus. Who doesn't know how to be shomer her kedushin, so there's no need for miyun at all. There's berchlal no kedushin over there at all. Okay. Om Rav Yehuda Shmuel halachik Rav Chanina ben Atziginus. Tana ketana shelo miyana va'omda v'nises. Right, the ketana who didn't specifically say that she's mamayin, but she went and got married to somebody else. Mishum Rav Yehuda ben Beseira omru nisuel hein hen miyun neva. There's no greater meal than that, right? Obviously, she's saying, I don't want the first guy, I'm interested in the second guy. So through her actions, we see a meal. She doesn't have to say anything. Her feet speak for her. Iboyalahu, niskat shemal. So now we shout like this. Is that only if she had nisuin? So having nisuin with somebody else already is a big raya that she's not interested in being married to the first guy. But what if she only had kedushin? Is that enough of a raya to be take the place of miyun or not? Toshma tana shelo miyana v'omda v'niskadcha mishum Rabbi Yehuda v'seira amru kedushel hein hein miyun neha. Teirish that Rabbi Yehuda v'seira holds not only nisuin is a statement of miyun, even kedushin, only kedushin is a statement of miyun also. Iboyelahu pligi rabbanan leid Rabbi Yehuda v'seira lo Rabbi Yehuda v'seira. Right, is said something that everybody agrees to, or is machlokas? The rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yehuda Meseira. Imtim shelomer plige, if they do argue, bekedushin or afilu benesuin, where do they argue? If she was niskadish, but they also agree that nesuin is miun, but kedushin is where the machlokas is, or no, right? Even nesuin, that they hold that neither kedushin nor nesuin is in place of miun. She has to say she's mamayin. Just the fact that she got this kedushin from somebody else, even the suing from somebody else, is no proof that she doesn't want the first marriage. Maybe it's dumb. She thought that, what's it called, that she married two people, or maybe she what's it called, didn't realize, or whatever. Right? She's a little kid. The imtim salomer plige, even if they say the rabbanan, and if you'll say the rabbanan argue on both, afilu ben suing, halacha kamoson, or ain't halacha kamoson. Is halacha like Rav Yehuda Meseira or not? Right, the intim shalomer halacha kamoso, and if you say the halacha is like him, b'nisuin or afilu b'kedushin, what's the halacha like him? If they argue on both cases, is the halacha like him in both cases, or only in Nisuin and not in Kedushin. Toshma. Omer of Yoram Shmuel, halacha Reb Yisera. Right? The halacha is like Reb Yisera. Halacha nechlav de plige. Mashma that the Rabbanan argue on him. So we still don't know. Vakati tiboy halach. Let's say closer. We still don't know what they argue on. Mashma though, since he said it's stam, they argue on everything. And the halacha is like him in everything. Now they argue in both cases, both if she had Kedushin alone, and even if she had Nisuin, the Rabbanan hold it's not a meal, and Rabbi Yehuda Maseira holds both cases are meal, and the halacha is like him in both cases, since the halacha was said stam, didn't say in specific case, this case or that case. The Akati Tibo, he still have one more shayla. The having a Siva Mikara or Dilma Mikadsha. What was her status with the first guy? That the meal of a second guy helps. Was she had Kedushin with the first guy, and therefore her marriage wasn't 100% yet strong, and therefore a Kedushin or a Nisuin with somebody else breaks it. But if she had had Nisuin with the first guy, then she would need a full-fledged Miyun and say clearly that she doesn't want. Or no, even if she had Nisuin with the first guy, both the Kedushin and the Nisuin can break up the marriage. Toshma, the Kalsei the Avdon Imrod. The daughter-in-law of Avdon, she was a ketana, and she what's it called, rebelled against her husband. From Rashi's mashma that she had made meal, that she what's it called, she wasn't interested in the husband anymore. Shodr dvei Rebbe zuge de rabbanu lemiftekinu. So Rebbe sent a pair of talmidei chachamim to check it out. Rashi says the checking out was. Other Rishonim learned that to check out how old she was, if she was the age of Miyun, not in Miyun, whatever. But others say that the Rashi says they sent to check it out if she had harot or not. Right, she was rebelling against the husband, so that was Miyun. Now they sent to see if she regretted it, if she backed out of it. So from this Rashi's mashma, you can back out of Miyun. We had it yesterday also. Right, mashma that you can have be Mayan and then change your mind. So that's what Rashi says. They went to check to see if she changed her mind. Amri lahu noshi chazu guvraichu kaasi. So they said to her, these were the daughters-in-law. There were more than one. So they said to her, look, your husbands are coming. Amri lahu. So she said to them. So these rabbanim witnessed this. That the people said to her, hey, your husbands are coming. So they said to the people who said that, Nahavi Guvraichu, didchu, you can have them. Right? Not our husband, you can be your husbands if you want. Amre Rebbe, Ein Lecha Miyun Gadol Mizeh. Omer Rebbe, Ein Lecha Miyun Gadol. That's what they said. There's no greater Miyun than that, right? To say, you can keep them, right? That's a Miyun. My love to Havi Nesiva, right? And since they said Guvraichu, your husbands, mashma, they already were nesuas, and still, the miyun of just saying they could be yours is no worse than them getting married to somebody else. They didn't say b'feirish we're mamayin; they just said you can keep them. So that obviously implies that they don't want them. Just, but it doesn't imply it more than getting married to somebody else. So you see from here, even though they're having a suin, still a kedushin to somebody else, which is only an implied meal, would help. Versus lo, the having mekadshi kedushin. Even though they said guvraichu, your husbands, and they didn't say arusosaichu, your arusos, people aren't medayik, and therefore it's not talking where they were actually nesuos; they were only arusos to the original husband, and that's why an implied miyun helps. But if they would been nesuos, then you need a real strong miyun. The halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda v'seira filu b'nesuin dekamah, and the halacha is not like that. This from here is no raya, but the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda v'seira in all cases, whether they were arusos or nesuos to the first guy, and whether they went and were makadish themselves to somebody else or Nisuos to somebody else, either case, in all cases, it's considered like a meal. That's
the
law.
That's the whole takana.
What? Takana of what?
Make he's the same as Efker. And here she can go from one guy to another, according to the view of them.
Here, because she can go. No, but she had to do something. In other words, this just takes the place of meal. But once she did an action, I hear what you're saying. In other words, here, Lemaisa, she's going, yeah, but Lemaisa, but she's not doing it hefker. I mean, that's, okay, first of all, that's only Beishamai. Right? Beishol doesn't like that. Beishol tells her she can do it over and over again. Not that she can be hefker, but Lemaisa sins. What's it called? The Kedushin is only the Rabbanan, and she is making a statement. So that's it. The first Kedushin is Batel, and the second, now she has another one.
So why is her brothers or her mother could marry her off?
No, they can, but it doesn't have any force against her will. In other words, if she doesn't want it, she can revival it. Mm-hmm. And Beishol holds it. That's that. We're not afraid of that. She doesn't look like hefker. She was in a marriage. Now she's out of the marriage. She had another marriage. It's not hefker. She has to have some kind of semblance of marriage. That's all.
Maybe it just shows that she doesn't know how to show her on this way.
No, it shows she didn't like this guy. She wants another guy.
No, but she didn't say anything. She just went and got married to somebody else. And she's not showing her on this way.
What? No, she said. I mean, she said something with the fact she got married. Yeah. That's. I mean, that's a shayla. Shayla is getting married to somebody else shows that she. Is Mamai in the first one, or she just doesn't know? The Gemara says that could be the svar of the Rabbana. Just getting married to somebody else doesn't necessarily mean you don't want the first guy; it just means you want the second guy. And Rav Yehuda Becerra says no, that ain't lecha miyum gadol mizeh. Okay. Okay. Rashi. Also, you see from here to a certain degree that she can marry off herself. It's not only her mother and her brothers, because Masha over here on the nieces, right? Now it could be that her kedushin is not chal in the second guy, but Lemaisa she went through the motions. That's the meal, not that she's actually married to the guy, but that she went through the motions is the meal. So raya that it takes effect. Okay, Rashi. Niskadjil acher below meal. Bikdushin shinaskadjil acher plige. The lohavi meal. Avobinisuin modu. Is the machlokas only where she had only kedushin? But if she would have nisuin, even the rabbanon would agree that it's called meal. Ol dilma fil binisuin. Shinisis laacher below meal plige. Right? The rabbanon hold it has to be an open, explicit meal. And even having nisuin with somebody else is not good enough to be a meal. Halacha Krab Yehuda, that's our Vayu Itmar. Since it says Halacha Krab Yehuda, Stam, it's going on both cases. To having a Siva Mikara, Larishon, Tafilohachi, Nafka, the Miyun Kal. Now we have the second Shaila is, what does the Miyun of an implied Miyun of Kedushin or Suin help to take away? An original Kedushin or even an original Suin? Libmibdikinu, Yehavi Mahadrin Mimardayu. They went to check out to see if they had charata from their merit, from their rebelling against the husband, meaning that they're meal. Oh, we didn't get it yet? No. Okay. Okay. We'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll finish till the middle of the next Amid. Okay, we're on Kufches Amid Aleph. There are two dots towards the last half of the Amid. Rav Elezer Omer, Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Chozarni al kol tzdodik hachomim, v'lo matzasi odom shehishka midosa biktana k'Rav Elezer. Right, he said that he investigated all of the different shitas concerning a k'tana, and Rav Elezer is the most consistent. Sh'asor Rav Elezer k'metayelis imo b'chotzer, right, that the k'tana's kedushin is no kedushin. It's just like she's an escort to her husband. And if she's a Bas Kohen, married to Israel, who normally, if there'll be a marriage, loses her rights to eat truma, here she lives with her husband, goes to the mikveh, and can eat truma still as a Bas Kohen. The marriage is absolutely no marriage at all. Right, you'll see why you need miyun. But it's not a marriage at all. It's just the Rabbanan were misaking that she should have an escort in order that she doesn't become hefker. Tanya Rabbelezer Omer Ein Maisa Ketana Klum. What a Ketana does has no effect halachically to make her considered a married woman. Ve'in bala zakai, and therefore her husband is not zakai lo b'mitziyosa, like any married woman, right? He doesn't get her mitzias. Ve'lo b'maisi adeha, he doesn't get her earnings. Ve'lo b'haforas nedoreha, he has no koach to be made for her nedorim. Ve'eno yorsha, and if she dies, he doesn't get yerusha. Ve'ein metame life, he's a kohen, he's not metame to her, he's not considered his wife, she'ira. Klolo shodover, eino ki ishto lechol dover. She's not like his wife for anything that a wife is a wife. Ela shetzricha miyum, but if she wants to dissolve this relationship, again, the relationship is one of an escort. That the Rabbanan said that this girl can be appointed an escort to see that she doesn't get into trouble. And that escort can live with her. So, but she needs meal. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, just the opposite. The Rabbanan Mesakin, a rabbinic marriage for this Ketana. And it has all the dinim of a regular marriage, meaning that the husband gets her Mitzias and Maisiyodayim and Haforas Nadorim, and he Yarshins her Mitame La, and he could be Mitame to her also. Klolos Adover, Harayuki Ishta, the Chodover, Elashiyotzimimim. She's mamish like a rabbinic kiddushin, what's it called, a rabbinic marriage, except that she doesn't need a get. It's not, doesn't have an effect, a Torah effect, and if she doesn't need a get, she only needs meal. Omer Rabbi, Nirin Divi Rabbi Lezer, Midivi Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi said, it makes, what's it called, it appears more logical, like Rabbi Lezer rather than Rabbi Yeshua. Why is Rabbi Lezer? He should be dosav biktana. Rabbi Yeshua chilek. Rabbi Lezer is consistent and Rabbi Yeshua is not consistent. My chilek, what's the not consistency? Ishto iti boy you get. If lemaisa it is a full fledged rabbinic marriage, then you should need a rabbinic get. Rabbi Lezer nomi ilav ishto hi miu nomi lo siboy. Right? So it's the same thing is not consistent with Rabbi Lezer. If it's not a marriage at all, what do you need miu? Ela bichdi tepuk, so Gemara says, no, lemaisa, it's something. It's not a marriage. But she can't, what's it called, all of a sudden one day be in this relationship and then the next day it dissolves. You need something to dissolve it. There is a relationship, it's not a marriage. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, that it's mamish a marriage you dissolve with a get. This is a different kind of relationship, so you dissolve it with a meal, and so there's no problem with Rabbi Lezer, but there is a problem with Rabbi Yeshua. Surashi. If she's a bas kohen liyisrael, normally if she'd be married, she would lose her rights to eat truma. Here, she, what's it called, has the escort of her husband, metayel imo, right? She meaning that she has relations with him, and yet she can be metayel herself in the relations and eat truma that night. And after Harav Sheva, she can eat truma as a regular bas kohen who's not married at all. Rabbi Shomer Zakim Tziyosa to Rabbanan Afkerua Gabe the Hefker Beis and Hefker, right? That the Maisa the Rabbanan created a marriage and they gave it all of the trappings of a marriage. And how did they give her the how did they give him her mitzvah? Hefker Beis and Hefker. Right, the Afagav in the Suin Dido the Rabbanan, who are Kim the Vaisha, given the Yoris law, Havila Kamesh Mitzvah. Right, the Gemara says in, we had it before, since, even though it's only a rabbinic marriage, but since he has the Arusha, none of the other Krovim won't have anything to do with her. So she becomes like a Mesh Mitzvah, and therefore the Kohen can be Metame to her. Right. Okay, and we had before that was the sugya of what's it called the Yesh Koach Viad Chachomim Laker Dover Min HaTorah, right? So we said Tosa says it's not mamash a meis mitzvah, but wherever the Rabbanan had a svara, there's a strong svara to say like that, they had the koach to be Oker Dover Min HaTorah mamash b'kum v'yaseh. They allowed this kohen to be matami. That's the Tosa over there. That what's it called? That then the others say no. It mamish meis mitzvah. Then nobody's gonna be involved with her. Nobody's gonna want to bury her because they're not getting the Arusha. So he has that responsibility. But Tosa is not mamish meis mitzvah. I mean, if he doesn't bury her, somebody's gonna bury her. Right? But since there's a strong svara, the rabbanon have a koach to be oker dover min haTorah afilu b'kum v'yasek. Okay. Right. Rabbi Yosef ben Yaakov Omer. So Rabbi Yosef ben Yaakov said, depends if the reason she's staying with this husband is because of him or because of her. Or the reason she's staying in this marriage is because of the husband or because of something else. So Omer says, Hechi domei akova she min ha'ish. What's this? What does it mean, akova min ha'ish? The akova she'eno min ha'ish. Omer Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Tavu ali nasi. If somebody... gave her a marriage proposal while she's married to the first guy. Okay. The Amra Machmas Ploni Bali, and she said, no, I can't get married to you because I'm already married. So then Zu Yakova Shimin Oish. So she is preventing herself from getting married to somebody else because of this guy. So obviously she wants to remain married to him. Machmas Bnei Adam Shainam Huganim Lutli. But if she says, "I'd love to get married to you, but you're not befitting me," right? So I'm holding out, you know, for somebody better. So then, it's obviously she doesn't consider her existing marriage anything, because she would have been interested in marrying this guy if it wouldn't be that he wasn't fit. So then, it's that in itself. The way Rashi learns is this is like we had before, right? You don't need a miyun. The Feirish, an implied miyun is good enough. So therefore, if she would have agreed, like just we had before, if she has Kedushin, Nisuin, now we're going even one step further according to Rashi, that even if she didn't have Kedushin, Nisuin, but she was offered a Nisuin, and she only turned it down because it wasn't a good shivah, but not because she's married, that in itself is a miyun. Tosis argues on that. So if this would be the case, then we should have been poshet the shayla before with this. If this is called a miyun kol shekein, if she had only kedushin or whatever, they wanted the shayla before kedushin, the suin. So Tosa says that that it's talking over here where it's not talking about miyun. It's talking about a girl who was married shalom midaita, okay. And so Shaila was, does it have effect or not? So we see if she had an interest in this guy or not after the fact, then it has an effect, and she needs miyun. If she had no interest in this guy at all, she doesn't consider herself married at all, then it's not miyun. It's that there never was a marriage to begin with. That's what it's talking about over here. She was nisei shelo ledaita, so the marriage never took effect at all unless she's nicha with what's going on. So Shaila is what's called nicha. That's how Tosis learns. And Rashi learns is talking about implied miyun, just like before. Abaya bar Ovin, Rabbi Chanina bar Ovin, da Amri Tarvayu, nosla get zua kovishimino ish. If the she was married, and the husband gave her a get. So then the marriage was a marriage, by the Ketana, and the husband is the one who got out of this. She wasn't interested in being Mamayin, so it's not Batal Mafreya, it's Batal Mikan Lahaba. And therefore, the Hu Asur Bekrovo Seho, the Asura Bekrova, which is the next Mishnah. And therefore, she's Asur to his Krovim, just as if there had been a marriage, because it looks like a marriage. And if we're Mater him to marry her Krovim, and her to marry his Krovim, people will think that in a real marriage you can do that, and that's for sure not allowed. So here it has the status of a marriage, the Rabbanon, that was bought from a get because he's the one who initiated. Upsula min hakahuna, she's pasul from the kuna like a grusha. Miyanabo, but if she initiated the breaking of the marriage, she made miyun. Zui akov v'sheinu minoish, then she was never, it's her initiative, not his. If it's her initiative, then it's Batal Mafreya, and there never was a marriage. V'hu muter b'krovo seva, v'hi muteres b'krovov, v'lo pasul min hakahuna. And there's not even a get or abonin, there's no get. There was never a marriage. She's so kosher to marry a kohen. Tomorrow says, Haktan l'kamam d'mam enes b'ish, hu muter b'krovo seva, v'hi muteres b'krovov, v'lo pasul min hakahuna, nosul laget, hu asur b'krovo seva, v'yasura b'krovov, hu pasul min hakahuna. The next Mishnah says this exactly, that if the marriage ended in miyun, there's no issur krovin, she's not usher to a kohen, right? And if it ended in a get, then there is issur krovin and there is a psul the kohuna. Mamash a mishnah. So why do I need over here, what's it called, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov to tell me the same thing that a mishnah is telling me after this? It's the next mishnah. Where it says prushe kimafarish, the mishnah is a perush of what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said. It's a continuation of this mishnah, the next mishnah, and the next mishnah explains what this mishnah says in a more cryptic way. Rashi. Tavua li nase, ba'oda tachtov, v'nis akvam li nase b'shvilo ki'ilu hi ishto u'tzricha mil. Right, so they offered her a marriage proposal while she's married to this guy who her mother or brothers married her off to, and she said, I'm sorry, I can't get married, I'm married already. So then she needs mil. This is not a mil. Nosen lo get, zuhi akvam min ho'ish, dikivin shalom mian labo. Since she wasn't the Mayan and he gave her a get, it's a simon that she wanted this marriage. So therefore, the ishtohi litzur bekrovoseho pasul begito minakohuna, and therefore we consider it a full-fledged rabbinic marriage, and it creates an issur derabbanan on the krovim, an issur derabbanan on her marrying a kohen. Akovashenu min ha'ish, but if she wasn't holding back because of this guy, lo nisakvet slobishvil ishus, she was mamayin, she had the initiative of getting out of this marriage, then it doesn't have any repercussions of a marriage, and she's if lamafreya, there was no marriage at all. Okay, see the mishnah.
Even if she before continued to live with the guy.
Yeah, but no, but till the meal. Now she's mamayin. At that point, the miyun is mevatel everything with Mafreya.
She would love to get married to this guy. So the miyun also still continues.
You know, instead, which case?
Well, where she's entertaining a marriage proposal. But the wife says she's staying with this guy.
She's staying with this guy, but she, yes, because it's convenient to be with him. It's not I don't consider married to him. For her, I could marry somebody else, but whatever, the Rabbanim permitted me to live with him, so I'll continue living with him until I have a better offer.
Yes and no.
That since the Rabbanim were misakin it, right, just like Tosa said before, by boys where there is no kedushin, it's not bias nus, because lemaisa bias nus is only where it's hefker. Here it's not hefker, it's guarded, so that's not called nus. Okay. Rashi, the Mishnah. Hamemaenes biish, who muter bekrovoseh, avi muteris bekrovah. Now we just said now before, right? If a marriage ends in miyun by ektana, then it doesn't have any repercussions, no effect. The gabe krovim, he's muter and her krovim, she's muter and his krovim. He can marry her sister, right? Marry her mother, whatever. He was never married to her, and not even the rabbanan. She was mevatel that lemafreya. Velo pasul min akahuna. There's no psul kahuna because she was never divorced, because she never was married. So there's no get. There's not even a reyach of a get. Nosum lo get. But if he gave her a get, okay, he ended this rabbinic marriage with a get. So even though he didn't need a get, all she had to do was say miyum. She wasn't interested in getting out of this. She wanted to continue it, but he didn't. So he gave her a get. Who also Bikrova said, then it looks like a marriage that finished with a get. So therefore the Rabbanan answered him to her Krovim and her to his Krovim. Vahia Asura Bikrova, who possible Minakuhun, then she's possible Minakuhun the Rabbanan. Because it looks like she was a married woman who now had a get. And if we permit her to get married a Kohen, the other people who were really married will marry Kohan. Nosan lo get vihzira. Right now he gave her a get, and then he decided he wants to take her back. Which happens. Okay, Mia Nabo, and then she was memaying in this guy. The second time around, it didn't end in a get. She got even with him, right? Oh, you want to give me a get the first time? This time I'll be memaying in you, right? So now the second marriage, his second marriage ended in Mia. The Nisei Slaacher, and then she got married to another guy. Vinis Armala on his Garsha, and then she, what's it called, either the, that guy died or gave her a get, Muteris Lachzerlo. So she's allowed to go back to the first husband. Normally, Mazer Grusha, so is also, right? If she married somebody else. But over here, since his marriage ended with Miyun, the last one, even though he originally had a marriage that ended in a get, right? So still, since there was a Miyun with this guy, it dissolves everything before, and she can return to him. Miyanabo Verzira, right? What happens the opposite case? The first marriage, she was married to this guy as a Ketana, and she was Mamayim. And then he took her back, Nosan La Get, and then he gave her a get. So the get followed the Miyun. Okay? The second time around, he gave her a get. And the first time around was Miyun. Venetius Lachem Rasamus Garsha Asura Lazarvo. Since in the last union ended in a get, then she's what's it called, has a din of a looks like a din of a regular woman who got divorced, married somebody else, can never go back to her original husband. Because here, since the last connection they had was severed with a get, she looks like a woman that was married, had a get, and they gave it all the halachas, like we said, of a marriage that ended in a get. And if marriage ended in a get, and she married somebody else, and that husband divorced her or died, she's never allowed to return to the first husband. Zer haklau. Right, the Gemara is going to discuss what he needs clout. Get akramiyun asura lazalot. Right, if she was married twice to this guy, and the second time was with a get, and the first time ended in a miyun, then she's not allowed to return to him if she married somebody else after that. Miyun akhar get muteris lazalot. But the opposite way, if the first time he was married to her ended in a get, and then he took her back, and the next time ended in a miyun, then the miyun dissolves everything that came before, and it's not considered like she was married, and the Mela, if she married somebody else, she can still return to this guy if that guy died or divorced her. Hamimma'enes be'ish, v'niseis la'achir, right? She made Miyun in Ruvain, and then she got married to Shimon. V'girsha, and then he was Megarisher, okay? So Ruvain, she was Mamayin Ruvain, and Shimon married her, and he was Megarisha. La'acher u'miyano, and then she got married to another guy, and she was Mamayin in him. Miyanabo. La'acher v'girisha, and then she got married to another guy, and what's it called? She was probably a Hollywood, you know, one of these. Right. What's her name? Just died. Elizabeth Taylor. She was married about 8-9 times. So she wasn't a Ketana. So. Right, la'achar v'girsha, right? Zeklal. So this Mamash is repeating. The mission of the Gemara discuss what all these. What are we adding over here? Kol she yotzei menu beget asura lazal. Whoever she left, final, that relationship was ended with a get. She can't go back if she married somebody else after that. Right, b'miyun. But if whoever she finished the relationship with miyun, she can go back to him eventually if she wants to. Muteris lazal. Rashi. Nosan lo get vafilu hiktana hare hikashar grusha sasura bikrova. Even though she doesn't need a get, but if he gave her a get and ended the marriage like that, then the marriage was considered effective rabbinically, and it was dissolved not retroactively but from then on, and therefore it has the repercussions of a rabbinic marriage. Muteras lazalo apagav di imlo hechzira the nisis laachar mitocha gerishin. Even if he would have remained with the get and she would have married somebody else, she couldn't come back to him. But since he took her back and was mamayin, the miyun dissolves the original get too. Because it's clear now that the reason she's not married to him is because she's a ketan. Here the Rabbanan did not create that Isser. It's only rabbinic anyway, right? So the Rabbanan didn't create the Isser because it's clear that since the last thing they had in this relationship was a miyun, that there never really was a marriage, even though the first time around ended in the get. Zeh klal klomer afilu pamim harbe girsha v'chzira umiyano. im nishes la'achr mitoch ger asura la'achzolo mitoch ha'niyun muteres la'achzolo. Right? The klal is whoever she ended her marriage, wherever the miyun was the last thing in that relationship, no matter how many times he took her back, then she's muter to go back to him. Wherever the get was the last thing in the relationship, she's not allowed. And the Gemara is going to ask what he needs that klal. It's exactly what it said in the beginning. La'acher u'miyamah kolomer chozra v'nisis l'shlishi u'mina bo kol sheyotzim mena b'get asur al'asur lo afal p'chiyotzim mishel achron b'miyum lo batli l'gita didei u'bigmar parchina reishel l'seifa. Here says it's the opposite. Even though it's mashma that wherever there was a get, even if there's a miyun after, she can't go back. And that's steer to the reisha that says that wherever there was a miyun at the end, it's mevatel the original get. So Gemara is going to ask the reisha and the sefer are so to each other.